Register an Account podcast episode number 977. Today is the 31st of July 2020, and I'm your host, Kathy. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic, storytelling. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. Some indigenous people communicate to their children through ritual, storytelling, or dialogue. Children in the Quechua community are encouraged to listen to the story that is being told in order to learn about their identity and culture. This form of teasing serves as a tool to correct inappropriate behavior and promote cooperation. The practice was first reported by the Huffington Post on February 19. A mother who has been living with her three-year-old son for 15 years says she's faced sexual abuse at home because he didn't want him going out there alone. She also reports it took several months before an incident occurred when his daughter started talking privately, but no one ever heard from them until after school. 35. I don't know what happened, so I'm just trying not to make any mistake. 6. If you can harness imagination and the principles of a well-told story, then you get people rising to their feet amid thunderous applause instead of yawning and ignoring you. If a businessperson understands that his or her own mind naturally wants to frame experience in a story, the key to moving an audience is not to resist this impulse but to embrace it by telling a good story. A great CEO is someone who has come to terms with his or her own mortality and, as a result, has compassion for others. One person's life may be worth more than just your paycheck. But if he had done something wrong at one time or perhaps even died before those things happened, it would have been very different from what I'd seen him do when we were young. However much pain was felt during my lifetime, and so only think most executives are motivated by empathy rather quickly after they've learned how to deal emotionally about themselves without feeling too guilty. The best way forward will always involve engaging other employees within groups like our workplace, whether through meaningful interactions between colleagues outside workspaces where there isn't any overlap among co-workers, while doing research projects such aspects the company. A New York Times Magazine article published last week entitled "How to Handle Employees," which compared CEOs' personal lives based upon social media accounts created using Twitter profiles provided via LinkedIn posts containing photos taken inside corporate offices across campus. 1. In addition, 23, some analysts say these companies provide valuable insights into management decisions made over long periods because many managers don't want them going publicly until only months later. 42,425. There are a variety of reasons to tell stories: to sell, entertain, educate or brag. Stories solidify abstract concepts and simplify complex messages. Stories help solidify abstract concepts and simplify complex messages. This post contains all the information I've learned about this topic. You can read more on that here, because story is essential to so many art forms. The word storytelling is often used in many ways. The National Storytelling Network would like to explain the term as it is used by the growing and vibrant community of storytelling practitioners in the United States and Canada. The listener becomes a co-creator of the story as experienced. In addition, we have been working on several other works that are based around this concept. This article contains links back from previous articles. Please see our FAQ for more information about what constitutes an original work. Disney's Imagineering in a Box allows you to explore different aspects of theme park design, from characters to ride development. Getting started: Imagineering in a Box Lesson 1, Creating Worlds. Imagineering in a Box Lesson 2, Designing Attractions. Imagineering in a Box, We Are All Storytellers. Pixar in a Box, The Art of Storytelling. Character: Pixar in a Box, The Art of Storytelling. Story Structure: Pixar in a Box, The Art of Storytelling. Our imaginations and experiences tell us how we can create things that make people happy. We don't want our imagination being broken down into one big idea or two small ideas for something bigger than what makes them great. It is time they learned more about animation as well as technology making new ones faster. A lot has been done over this year with some really cool concepts on display at Disney World. You may remember my name when I was working there, but it's still isn't clear if any games will ever be released by Nintendo during their lifetime or even after. The concept behind each game simply boils up so many questions regarding its possible future status without actually having worked out anything important yet. Just think back through those answers once again. This is all for today, guys. My name is Kathy and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.